Every week here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca, we invite Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, to take a look at one of the jury recommendations from the Culloden, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence. Welcome back, Aaron.
Nice to be here with you, Bob.
We are at number 76, which is 10 away from concluding this project that has lasted well over a year. And again, this one is to the Office of the Chief Coroner, and it says, ensure that the Domestic Violence and Death Review Committee reports and responses to recommendations are publicly available and will continue to be available without charge. Free-flowing information.
That's exactly it. Free-flowing information. Make sure it's downloadable. Make sure that it's available to the public, and that there's no barrier to anybody having access to the recommendations should they want copies of them. And we are definitely working on that. Certainly the DVDRC's prior priorities have not necessarily been technology and how to integrate the systems, but certainly we have a really great, formidable team through the coroner's office who is working on making sure all of those reports and recommendations are made available to the public without cost.
I think really, and this has been the case with a number of these recommendations, it's talking about transparency when appropriate.
I think that it's appropriate to be talking about it. I think that people want access to information. And I think that, you know, there was this perception that the DVDRC was somewhere out there, and that it wasn't part of our community, that they were people who were appointed and they were doing their thing. And that might have been true for many, but it certainly was a perception. And I think that the DVDRC has shifted. And I think that people should know that your DVDRC now, the appointed members are members of your community. They are experts in their field. They go through a vetting and interview process and application process. It's very much changed in terms of who sits on the DVDRC first and foremost, how the process works, and then how do we get information out to the public. And I would attempt, I suppose, to reassure you as a member that everyone that's on the committee is very committed to making sure that the DVDRC is transparent, is accountable to community, and is useful to people in terms of trying to make long-lasting and meaningful change in the sectors and beyond. So absolutely, transparency, accountability, lots of recommendations that lead us down that path to make sure that we are working with each other, systems, community, and the public at large.
Yeah, and when I say when appropriate, I mean obviously not revealing case specifics and, you know, that type of thing, but certainly revealing the ripple effect that it would have on communities and then, you know, different systems like the legal system and the others that we've spoken of.
It's really interesting that the DVDRC has been working on themes. So, you know, let's say you have 12 cases, and of the 12 cases, five of them all are themed the same. And having all of those cases put together with the reviewers and then actually looking at recommendations that speak to all five of those cases, I think is really quite a critical move, because I think that it unites those cases, it acknowledges their uniqueness, but it also solidifies with strength the recommendations. When we have this many cases, we can back up those recommendations with.
All right. Well, Aaron, again, thank you very much for this. We really appreciate your insight each and every week here.
Thank you so much.